Is it possible to take up my other resolution, which is item 20, or at least to hear my comments with respect to that resolution? 19 and 20 are kind of related, but 20 is the proposed resolution to resolve the issue.
Item number 20, please.
Item 20, a resolution ordinance by Supervisor Lipscomb Sr. to confirm the purchase of service contracts issued on an emergency basis for the operation of the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program in the Department of Health and Human Services and delete emergency purchase provisions found in Chapters 32 and 56 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances.
Chairman Lipscomb.
Thank you. So many of you have expressed your concerns about how this administration handled the energy assistance contracts, and particularly the failure of the executive to implement File 15-377, which was our policy, which was passed on a 12-5 vote of the board at our July 30th meeting. It's now been almost 2 months since the body adopted an extension of the current energy assistance contracts with the current providers, but the county executive to this day has not vetoed, signed, or returned that file, essentially creating an emergency. On August 5th, the director of the department, DHHS, notified me of his intent to enter into emergency contracts for the provision of services in a manner inconsistent with the policy adopted by the board. Corporation Counsel Bargren noted in his memo to me that same day that DHHS has to return to the board in September for contract approval and to return to this committee. Many of us are concerned about how this emergency contract process is being misused by the executive, who refuses to execute adopted policy, test the limits of his expansive powers, and runs to Madison to try and change the law whenever he disagrees. In this case, the executive even appears to be defying the legislature, who recently refused to grant his request for unilateral authority to execute contracts in private on behalf of Milwaukee County. You'll recall that while there was an attempt to give him those powers, they very deliberately removed that and did not grant him those. Perhaps he thought that by today he would have them, that he would have his wish list, but he does not. The legislature has not given him that, and it's in this way that he's attempting to use the Emergency Powers Clause as his way of being able to execute a contract in this manner. This cycle, the Chairman of Judiciary Safety and General Services asked for and received the public in public an information report from the Office of the Comptroller on emergency contracts under the ordinances. That file is attached to this resolution so that you can reference it. Chairwoman of the Committee on Health and Human Needs also had DHHS present on its plan for the energy services program so the public could receive information about how to access services under the new model. In contrast, so we've got the actions of the county executive to date leaving uncertain the future of the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program because he's done nothing with the file. So it's time for us to move forward. As we head into the cold Milwaukee winters, the executive has created a dangerous emergency that we must now fix. DHHS has submitted contracts to UMOS and community advocates for emergency services. These contracts are part of File 15-628 before you, which I've authored and brought forward for your consideration. Your support of File 15-628 would approve the contracts to UMOS and community advocates and delete emergency purchase provisions found in Chapter 32 and 56 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances. The file is brought forward in response to the concerns that I've heard from many of you about the misuse of this process and the desire to move forward and ensure service for our constituents. It's important to all of us that Milwaukee County deliver these services in an effective manner that reaches our constituents. Therefore, I respectfully ask for your support for the resolution today.
Supervisor Mayo, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I cannot support the way that the county exec and department head of Hedrick Cologne, when he poo-pooed on this county board, and talk about emergency and put something in place. Even though you were trying to make a compromise, I feel that they did not pay attention. To this day, in this meeting, I said you really didn't understand what they were trying to do. Have that young lady who wrote this apartment ever contacted me to say, this is what we want to do. I have no problem with UMO or community advocates. I think they would do a great job of doing that. But the way they went by it and ignored this board and also ignored this committee, I'm concerned. So I think that you are trying to do a compromise, but this is bull. And that's how I feel.
I agree with the sentiment. I do think it's bull. I don't enjoy being put in this position. I don't enjoy my constituents being put in this position. And I really do believe that the blame lies with the county executive and the director and how they've failed to carry out the policy. I do believe that they have created the emergency. I'm just not willing to let people suffer in the meantime. I don't see any other way to resolve it that ensures people get service now. So as much as it pains me to not go to the wall about our policy and his enforcement on this one issue, I guess all I can do is pledge to you, we're taking that fight to him on other issues. This one was just the wrong one, the wrong time for me. I believe our constituents have to have service. I'm willing to continue that fight over making sure that he's held accountable to effectuate policy. I also think that what we do here by removing his emergency powers in the ordinance is that we remove that argument from him in the future, that he not say that it's on that basis that he has this power. I don't actually agree that it is. First of all, they claimed to have the power under Chapter 32. Chapter 32 happens to be for commodities. This is a services contract. It's actually the wrong one. They should have been claiming it under 56. But that aside, so clearly they didn't even understand what they were claiming. But more than that, it was important that we should remove that. There's no statutory emergency power for county executives. He does have contracting up to $100,000 if there was, and he now has authority over with respect to land, buildings are an attachment to that. So if there were a courthouse fire or something like that, he has some powers. And I do believe that this body would adjourn or would convene in an emergency session if there were a true emergency and we needed to work together on something. So, but I don't believe that he should just have sort of standing emergency powers. Because he's clearly willing to abuse them.
Supervisor Mayo.
Let's make it very clear. I count the votes. And I know that you have an opportunity to get this approved. My vote is really a protest vote.
I understand.
Because I do not want no one, not in my community, not in Milwaukee County, go out no heat and electricity. But the bottom line is they ignore this county board. They ignore the Health and Human Needs Committee. Never came to court. To the last meeting and verbal report on it. Then they ignore this finance committee. When you get people to ignore you, how can you support them?
I agree. I understand. Thank you. I understand.
Supervisor Weddle, Supervisor Romo West, and Director Cologne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually have a question for the director. I just wanted to clarify, even if this resolution before us is not approved today or doesn't pass the full board, wouldn't it still be under the department's purview to create an emergency or declare an emergency and continue forth?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, while the resolution you have before you states that it would eliminate our ability to move forward on an emergency basis. If this, if Chairman Lipscomb's other resolution that's not supported, the resolution that says to support these contracts, we essentially wouldn't have an energy assistance program here in Milwaukee County, and it would create mass confusion and disruption in our efforts moving forward.
Okay, so if we don't move forward with this, then we wouldn't have an energy assistance program in Milwaukee County, essentially eliminating energy assistance and leaving residents on the code. Is that what you're stating?
I believe that that's what will happen. If I can speak to the whole issue in a comprehensive way, Mr. Chair, will you allow me to
go
do
ahead.
That?
Yep, please.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I want to thank Mr. Chair Lipscomb and members of this committee. I'm very happy to report a little bit about our new service delivery model, but also the need that we have to move. We had to move forward with this emergency contract. And I do want to start off by saying the county executive had nothing to do with this. The county executive didn't say we should do this or do that. He wasn't involved at all. This was my decision in consultation with my department that oversees this program. But we can do better with this program. The U.S. Census Bureau shows or says, indicates that 175,000 households are eligible for this program. Over the last 4 or 5 years, on average, we've only been serving about 60,000 individuals in this program. We know we can do better, and we will do better under this new service delivery model. And this new model that was embedded in the RFP was put forth by the Energy Steering Committee, which included involvement by the state and 42 organizations that were represented here in Milwaukee County. The new model will allow us to serve more people, doubling our sites from 3 to 6. We'll have over 100 satellite sites that include senior centers, residential centers, and community-based organizations all across Milwaukee County. We'll have a new number that people can call to set up appointments, and this will eliminate their need to wait long hours in line as they had to do previous years. And we'll have update information through our websites that will disseminate that information through and with our partners. We're happy to report that to date, we already have processed 4,200 applications, and that compares to 2,200 applications this time last year. So it shows that our new organizations are hitting the ground running, and this new service delivery model is poised and ready to serve more people. Mr. Chair and county supervisors of this board, I want to say with all sincerity that we believe we did the right thing in moving forward with these emergency contracts. It was by no means any disrespect. First, we did not believe we had enough time to implement the recommendations that you put forth within 6 months. Second, the state requires a one-year plan, not a six-month plan. And third, SDC did not commit to remaining at their primary site beyond December 31st, which would have created some confusion and disruption in the program. And fourth, the auditor...
I have to correct him on that because he said that in Kelsey and I was quiet. If you go back and check the tape, and when they sat right there, they stated they would extend their contract. I'm not trying to defend SDC because when you brought the other people here, they made that statement very clear. And so when you make all your statements, I'm quiet, but please don't keep saying they did not want to do that. That's not one of your reasons. And so I'm just trying to make sure
back.
We have a plan to live the field.
Go forward.
Thank you. Fourth, our auditor told us that we needed to, this program could not be sole sourced. And needed to be RFP through a competitive bid process, and that was because if you sole source, it would be in violation of federal rules. Essentially, the recommendation that was put forth by this board would have been a sole sourcing arrangement. And lastly, this is about making sure that the elderly, low-income, disabled, and most needy in this community receive these benefits that they're entitled to. If you were in our position, in this position right now, in my position, where we're in conflict with state requirements, we're in conflict with federal regulations, we're in the midst of maybe losing this program, we move forward because we felt it was the right thing to do. And on behalf of the Department of Health and Human Services and so many people in this community, we want to thank Chairman Lipscomb for putting forth the resolution to approve these contracts. We think it's the right thing to do, and we hope this committee thinks it's the right thing to do. And I also want to extend our department to work with you all to make sure that your constituents are aware of this program. We want to do better this year and serve more individuals, and we know we can do that. We want to do that with you. So thank you.
Supervisor Roman West, then Waddle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, I want to thank Chairman Lipscomb for trying to get us to the middle. I don't think in this situation there's a happy place. This is not the situation I think that any of us wanted to be in. It's a hard enough situation when you have a provider who has been providing a service for 30 years who is, for whatever reason, no longer providing that service, and then you try to, you're bringing in new providers, you're adding new locations, and at the same time, I can't stress enough what Chairman Lipscomb said in regards to the fact that, unfortunately, at this point, we're stuck in a position where we have to make the decision for the people in Milwaukee County, for the people who rely on this program, for the people who will be sitting in a cold house if we don't make this decision today and on board day. I guess I wanted to say for the record, and I know that that Supervisor Mayo already knows this. I know that Supervisors Weddle and the Chairman already know this. Obviously, Director Colon knows this. I have had conversations with Director Colon and asked him several times to reach out to this county board and to have those conversations and to make sure that we were comfortable, and not in the form of an op-ed to the newspaper, but in the form of a genuine conversation with people and to sit down with people and to really let them know what the rationale is behind his decision. And unfortunately, I don't think that happened, or if it did, it didn't happen on a large enough scale. And so, but that, again, does not change what's before us, which is, we're now stuck in a position where each and every single one of us feel as if we have been taken advantage of, and possibly to some extent we have been. But we are still left to make the decision of whether or not Milwaukee County will be in the energy assistance game, whether or not we will have an energy assistance program. And again, it's happened to me several times, as a member of this county board, where we have people, department heads, who make decisions that we don't agree with, and at the end of the day, we end up having to take a vote because the program, the service, is that important. And so that's what's before us today. So I am going to abstain from this vote, because it does have something to do with the contract being awarded to UMOS. But I do want to say for the record that I am very supportive of the removal of emergency powers. I think that we have so many good things in place, the comptroller and all of these other, red emergency buttons, if you will, that if the time comes where an emergency needs to be declared, that I have no really question as to whether or not that will be done. But in this case, and in unfortunately in the atmosphere that we're working in right now in county government, I just I don't see that being a viable option. So I do support the legislation as a whole. But again, I'm going to abstain from the vote just because I don't want it to be perceived as a conflict of interest and because it is tied to the energy assistance contract. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisors Weddle, Moore, McCunney, New Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say that while I appreciate Chairman Lipscomb's efforts to reach a compromise in this, I still feel that the overall process was flawed and that we were overlooked as a board. Again, I ask, if this resolution is not approved, Milwaukee County will be completely without energy assistance for the remainder going into the winter season. And there's no recourse, no other action the department can take to implement the program to see that residents are served.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, STC hasn't even fulfilled their contract from last year. They left their site early. So we stepped it up with the other organizations to oversee that, but they're already gone. The other thing is that we've already secured sites, and they're a part of our marketing materials. We've trained people. We've trained the organizations. There's a lot of marketing materials out there already. So if there's any change, it would be majorly disruptive. And people would have to rehire staff. We'd have to redo all of the marketing materials. I mean, you're talking about a couple of month process that people wouldn't be able to access the services and do the applications in order to get the benefits. So I just can't imagine how that would look or feel or work.
So SDC is already gone, you said, or?
I'll have Diane, if Diane could.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors.
SDC, please identify yourself.
I'm Diane Zennelmeyer, the contract coordinator for the energy program. SDC has closed its Chase Avenue site as of the first of this month, and they closed their Tetonia Avenue site as of November 11th. They currently have three staff members at the Richard Street site doing some crisis-related activities and helping to redirect customers to the 2016 sites. But those staff have already been notified of their employment ending at the end of this month. So I don't believe that they're in a position to reopen that site or have staff at this time.
I just want to follow up that you indicated that the program will have to roll out different marketing materials and do different outreach efforts. Does that entail the program not operating at all, though? Is that what you're telling us?
Sure. We are required by our contract with the state to notify them at least 30 days prior to any change in our service. So we would need to get their authorization to make the changes if it's different than what we've already presented to them. I'm sorry, I forgot the other part of your question.
Basically that Milwaukee County will be without energy assistance completely if this resolution before it is passed.
Under the emergency contracts, both contractors are about at the $100,000 limit. They've submitted their August 2015 bills to me already, which was just a startup for a few weeks in training, but have expended the money under this. So they would not be able to operate past this time. Also, STC, under their contract, it was fully spent in May of this year. So they would, unable to operate, they would have to do it under their own funding.
Would you be able to declare an emergency moving forward?
Not, Mr. Chair and members of this committee. We exercise that authority here, but even when we exercise that authority, we do need to come back to the board So we already did that, one. But two, I mean, Lipscomb has a resolution before you that would eliminate our ability to do that. So we wouldn't be able to do that moving forward.
Couldn't that be ignored, though? That, like everything else is going on with the board?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think so.
Thank you.
May I address the committee? One further step moment. I believe that in breaching our contract for providing services, the state would be required to step in which case probably Governor Walker would issue an order for some type of service. Though that's based on my reading of our contract. I have not had that confirmed by the state staff.
Thank you. Supervisor Moore-McCundy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to preface my statement by admitting that I'm sitting here seething on the inside, sitting here in this committee and hearing this testimony and being faced with what we're faced with here. I have a couple questions, and then I guess I'll make a statement afterwards. One, if we adopt item 20, is item 19 moot? Do we still have to proceed with that? Will we have accepted the contracts if we adopt this item? Okay. Also, is the Social Development Commission's leaving of their sites, are they leaving as a result of your declaration of emergency, or were they leaving anyway? Or are they leaving just as a result of your declaration of emergency?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, a little bit of both, but the original site that they could not confirm beyond December 31st, that was a personal decision that they made before this emergency contract. Obviously, the staff leaving and being hired by other organizations could have been the result of our emergency approach.
Okay, I think that whether or not they were going to leave, guaranteed to leave by December of the year, is in question, as my colleague from the 7th stated. But they're leaving basically as a result of your declaration of emergency. The statement I want to make, one, all this information you're presenting us with, we should have had in June, May, April, maybe, first at the Department of Health and Human Services Committee, then at this committee here. It's very frustrating when we have to hear this information now. When you put us in a bind, you put people's lives at risk, and you threaten their health and safety, then you come to the board and say, this is what you have to do to protect their health and safety, when this could have been voted on, there could have been some recognition earlier. It could have been a more fair process, and we could have had better answers then. Now I'm conjuring up all the thoughts of what happened in the 70s and 80s in the city of Milwaukee, where people had house fires because they had space heaters going on. Back when you could separate gas and electricity before we had a monopoly of We Energies. People would choose to have electricity over gas, and then we had house fires because people had space heaters on all night and got too close to bed coverings or things of that nature. Or if someone had a gas-burning stove, and people would die of carbon monoxide poisoning. These are the type of things that we have to think about as policymakers when we go into making these decisions. I don't want people in the 10th County District or anywhere else in Milwaukee County who get energy assistance, who have to experience these types of things. There was actually laws, which one of my favorite lawmakers, who happens to be my maternal parent, passed a law in the state legislature to create the moratorium so that people would not have to experience those things. But now we're in this position where we have to think about these things. We put people's lives in danger. And So for that sake, it says, okay, we're going to declare emergency because that's what's going to happen, and now you have to vote to move with these contracts, because if you don't, then we'll have people out in the cold, literally. We'll have, and it gets cold in Milwaukee, negative 41 degrees Fahrenheit with wind chill, et cetera. That's what people will have to experience if you don't move the way we want you to, because we put you in this box now. When all of this could have been avoided if we had simply had some conversation earlier, we'd have some information presented to us earlier, et cetera. So now if you're telling us if we don't move forward in the manner that you would like us to, that, you know, we won't have energy assistance, it'll be people left out in the cold. And the last time we presented, I voted in a series to say, okay, let's give more time, let's allow for appeals, let's do some other things. And in the end, I voted what was in the best interest of my constituents and the people of Milwaukee County to move forward with the contracts. We as a county board decided that we were going to move in a different direction. But then you declare an emergency and say, we're going to do it our way anyway. I'm going to say that I want to support this legislation, but it's under duress. I feel like I have a gun held to my head. And I want to support this legislation because I think the declaration of an emergency was inappropriate by the county executive's office, by the administration. I think that there are other reasons why we have emergencies. I don't think this was one. But two, I want people to have good people who do good work helping them with energy assistance when the time is needed. And you've already started the work. UMOS and community advocates have already started the work. So what do we do at that point? And then because of your declaration, the other people have already left. So it's not even a recourse to try and go back to them at this point. These are all the things that you've created. And so, like I said, I'm going to support this legislation under duress because of what you've created. And you've actually stepped, what I believe, on the toes of the separation of powers in Milwaukee County. And as the county executive wanted, any decision that the county board makes and in any situation where it is in disagreement with what the county executive wants, the county executive automatically gets his power. He tried to get that power at the state level. They removed it. But it seems that in this instance, he has gotten what he wanted. But my vote strictly is based upon the needs of the people of Milwaukee County. They need energy assistance. You've already put us in a situation where if we don't vote in your favor, that they won't have energy assistance. So I'm going to vote in favor of this legislation. I encourage my colleagues to do so as well. But like I said, I'm doing so under duress. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Jerzyk, the mayor.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to offer an amendment. I'm going to move that we remove the language 78 through 124, line 78 through 124, which removes the emergency provisions. I'm willing to accept the fact that we need to move forward with these contracts. I do want to remind my colleagues that we went through an RFP process twice and ended up with the same results. And I personally think there is blame on both sides of this. The declaration of an emergency up to the 100,000, there's a limit there, perhaps allowed the county to even save this energy assistance program at the county level. There's no reason why the state couldn't just take this over. And as this county board continues to show that it's not capable of getting these decisions in place, we are just giving them reasons to remove yet another service that the state basically provides funding for. And they've done it before. So I don't completely disagree with the emergency declaration, given the fact that the department went through two separate RFP processes. Now, I know there is difficulty on both sides, and I won't suggest that Director Cologne should have worked more closely with the board on this, perhaps should have started earlier. And I don't accept the statement that this was strictly, you're doing, it's not the county exec. The county exec is your county exec. He's responsible for your activities, so you can't come in here and have it both ways. This is the county exec. But I don't agree with removing emergency services. I've been here long enough. I remember when Scott Walker, when he was county executive, declared emergency an emergency when we had a 10% budget deficit. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And started furloughs for employees. And the union actually went to court, and they lost at the trial level, but then succeeded at the appeals court level. And even through all that, we didn't get rid of emergency procedures. I mean, there's a reason for having emergency procedures in county government. And I do not agree with, forcing us to go through with these contracts, which I do support. I want to see the county keep heat assistance at this level. Should we continue to screw this up? You're just giving it to the state. They already run quite a few programs at the county level. I think this is a very bad solution to what is an unfortunate circumstance. And I can be sympathetic with my colleague who just talked about being under duress. I understand his comments there. But that doesn't mean we start getting rid of ordinances for emergency procedures. We had a courthouse fire last year, for crying out loud. It's just a bad policy to be putting forward in this way. So I would like to remove that language that eliminates emergency procedures and yet keeps in place moving forward with the energy assistance portion of it. It's pretty straightforward. I know Mr. Cady likes to have written amendments before us, but this is really just removing all of those lines 78 through 124. So you just cut the contract off at basically providing those two contracts through UMOS, and you have the gist of what the amendment is. So I would move adoption of that amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo?
Mr. Chairman, I'm against the amendment, and I will not vote for it. But I'll just, my comment was, and I also disagree with my colleague who said that the county board should take blame for this, some blame of this. The county board did not make any decision. We got our information late. We had nothing to do with this. This strictly came from the administration, and they departed. And what I was going to go say is that to make it very clear that I want the people in Milwaukee County have energy assistance. And one thing I do agree with that young lady, and this is the only thing I agree with her about, that the state of Wisconsin will not let the people in Milwaukee County go without energy assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So what the administration and the director of Cologne did to Milwaukee County residents, plan, put a gun to their head and play Russian roulette. Will the county board decide to give, or will the state take over? And again, so I make it very clear, two individuals who are companies are doing it, they will do a good job, but this administration with Mr. Cologne did put SDC out of it. And that's my feeling. I'm going to keep it that way. Thank you.
Mr. Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, I guess we all had a kick at the cat now almost, but it's been a tough situation for months here now. And I guess the summary would, and I tend to try to get compromises. I think we need to do in this situation for all the reasons we've talked about. None of us want to see people go without, and this program is desperately needed. But I think the compromise is part of this emergency service kind of thing too. I mean, we have to stand up here, and if we don't want this situation to happen again, as a lot of people talked about, then we got to knock out those emergency service stuff. Everything is. I'm not going to vote for the amendment, and we have to. And maybe it's all Corporation Council, all the stuff we're talking about. I mean, if we don't do it again, it seems to me then the county executive just has the ability to do whatever he wants. Just like Supervisor Moore and Mukunde talked about, we all know that he wanted all these parts. Anything he disagreed with, we did. He'd be able to do. That's hardly checks and balances. We have to start defining some of these things. I think mercy powers is one too. If we just accede to that, then again he can do anything he wants. Okay, and called emergency powers. So I think we need both of these, whether we like them or not, completely. both have to be done. I think they are tied together if we want to have any say in the future here for our constituents. So I will not be voting for the amendment, and I hope then we adopt the resolution for all the reasons we talked about. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Mayo?
Yeah, one thing that I want to add, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and this will be the last time we speak on it. When Scott Walker was here, I might not like him, believe in policy, but he worked with this board. Even as he didn't disagree with this board, he still worked with this board. Even when he did the emergency with the housekeepers, we knew where he stand. When he did some other things, we knew, but we worked together. This county executive is not working with this board. So that's the reason why I would not take that up. Work with your amendment.
Mr. Chairman, you had something?
Yeah, I mean, just on the amendment, I guess I'd say a couple things. One, if you listen to the comptroller and those statements, and my characterization earlier that they claimed it under 32, a commodities contract in the first place, it's clear that the comptroller went forward not recognizing that this was emergency powers, essentially. The administration claims emergency powers. No emergency existed at the time. As I said, they've still not vetoed the file. They've not signed it, vetoed it, returned it, unsigned, anything. They've done nothing with the file. So the policy effectively is still in place. So no emergency existed on August 5th or they've since then they've created it by the uncertainty. The idea of putting this together, and that's why we heard it in Judiciary, we heard it in Health and Human Needs, and we're hearing it here, was to sort of break apart the component pieces, right? You have the need to provide the service. You have the way in which this process occurred. You have this claim of emergency power. I couldn't see how we would bring back an item and I would simply put the board in the position of saying, I just want you to do the opposite of what you did 2 months ago, and we're going to ignore how we got here. So to me, the compromise was there has to be an acknowledgement that they've claimed powers that we don't recognize them to have, and that's why we needed to clip their wings and take away their ability to make a claim of such power that clearly exceeds what anyone else was recognizing. Even the comptroller did not proceed with the contracts under that authority. They proceeded under their $100,000 contracting authority. And so no damage is done there. I also think if you put it in context with the additional powers that he has just received regarding land and buildings, those concerns about a fire or those sorts of situations no longer exist, and so the ordinance is unnecessary with respect to that. I don't know why the board would want to give this executive broad powers that exceed his statutory authority through the ordinance, and so that's the nature of how these items are together and related with respect to this item. I just want us to be able to move forward, and I thought that was the best way to provide some assurance for members in asking them to take that vote. I mean, I have to, I essentially have to switch my position on this to do this and to vote for those contracts, and I'm asking others to do that too, and I just don't see how I can ask you to do that if I can't give you some assurance that this doesn't become the new normal, that this doesn't become the way we do business.
Supervisor Jurczyk?
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, I just want to make it clear. I'm not disagreeing with the controller's actions or whether this was a misuse of emergency powers. I didn't like the use of emergency powers here either, although I still do think we're in danger of having the state take over yet another provision if we don't get something going here. The way I look at this is let's not make it personal to this county executive. Our emergency powers... something that this county should provide within our ordinances, so whomever the county executive is has some ability to act for true emergencies. And I just think we're throwing out the baby with the bathwater here because we're trying to put some consequences in here for really a misuse. And I'll even concede it was probably a misuse, although, again, I don't know if the state was going to take over this, if, but for our failure to get, you know, an ability to do emergency, these heating contracts. So I don't think it was emergency powers, but I do think there was some attempt to try to save the county with regard to these services. I do think if that department would work more carefully with the board, and clearly I don't want to make it sound like it's just the board, but there are problems on both sides of this. I'm trying to do the right thing here, and I think you're throwing out the baby with the bathwater when you start removing these emergency powers in state government. And it sounds like I'm the only one that is saying this. I mean, let's call for the vote and get on with this, perhaps. But I just think it's a huge mistake, and I'm going to stand firm on my amendment and probably not support this resolution if we can't remove that language. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Director Colon, then I'm going to say something, and then we'll go forward.
Okay, thank you very much, Chairman and members of the committee. I just want to say, advocate that you support the contracts to help us allow us to move forward with the energy assistance program here in Milwaukee County. The one real thing we have before us is that, to Supervisor Weddle's question, could we move forward with this anyway? The fact of the matter is we can't because there's no money. And so if there's no money, how do we pay the organizations to move these efforts forward? So that essentially would be one of the reasons why the Energy Assistance Program would not be allowed to move forward with that. I will want to say, out of fairness to the process and fairness to us, there has been a lot of communication throughout the last several months. There's been two appeals, one to me, and one through the other formal appeal process through Supervisor Romo West. There's been two independent review panels that have scored this. There's been numerous reports. And I know at Health and Human Needs, they said, well, they didn't get the report, and it went directly to finance. We don't direct where those reports go. We don't make that decision. So I just wanted to say that I think it was a very fair process that followed the county board ordinance process. And also, with regards to putting SDC out of business, they put themselves out of business. We didn't put them out of business. And this is not the first time, nor is it going to be the last time, that organizations that have gotten contracts with us for decades might not get them from us moving forward if they're not meeting outcomes. So.
I don't agree with you on that one.
Before we vote, I'd like to speak to this. Director Colon, when was the last time that these energy contracts were sole sourced? Because you mentioned that the county auditor spoke to such in 2007.
Prior to 2007, they were sole sourced specifically to SDC. It was at that point in time. I don't know if the comptroller is here, but I read the report that he was suggesting that we start RFPing this. Since then, we have RFPed them.
Since 2007, okay. I disagree with the application of the emergency powers in this particular instance. I believe it was done as a tactic, a strategy, a strategic. And then a tactic in order to get something done, given the controversy that had ensued. That's what my belief is, because I originally said during one of the first two hearings that what I want to see is that Milwaukee County have control over this program. That I did not want. I personally did not want to see the state take over this program, given all that was going on at the time. However, with respect to these emergency purchases, I believe that they should stay. And, Mr. Chairman, I believe that they should stay in the ordinances. I'm a social worker, and having been a protective service worker for 11 and a half years and a financial assistance worker my first year in the county, I was the emergency worker. In other words, when it came to fires, when it came to emergencies, there were certain things that needed to be done very quickly and we had the means by which to have that done. So I can see where you were looking toward a compromise in order to get through this, but I have to I will vote for the amendment, because I've seen where there are times when things have to be done very quickly, and that's been my experience. With respect to what happened to SDC, I believe that having been a social worker and having been on the Health and Human Needs Committee for 8 years, I've seen where it looked as if the will of the director or the will of the department came first with respect to what I thought should happen. And I try to be an open person. I really try to be an open person. But that's my opinion. That's my opinion. What we have before us is the amendment offered by Supervisor Jurczyk. Any further questions or comments on the amendment? Supervisors Haast and Morrow-Mukumbi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm curious about, well, first of all, this amendment would remove the striking of the removal,
right,
of the emergency purchase power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to take a step back and ask if you could, Mr. Chairman, the resolution sponsor, what is gained by removing that power from the administration? What advantage is there to this? Is this going to ensure that this heating assistance gets provided?
Chairman Lipscomb.
Sure. I would say the first part of the resolution, which deals with approving the contracts, is what assures that the assistance is provided. I believe that removing the powers was also going to be helpful in getting us to that point, because I do believe that I'll just use myself. I'll say that as an example then. Someone who has previously voted against the original contract recommendation, it's hard for me to figure out how I or others would just switch my position for no reason if I believe that the same games that were played to get us here of this claim of power that I don't think that was really appropriate in this case, if those same games are going to be played on future contracts, if this becomes the template, the precedent, I want to make sure that it doesn't. So I'm willing to, you know, suck it up and make sure that the services provide and switch my vote with respect to that, but I'm not willing to set up a scenario where this is the new way that they just always get their contracts through under emergency provision. So I find it to be unnecessary. I think to the extent that a true emergency exists, we'll convene the board, and we'll approve major emergency contracts. But they still have authority up to $100,000 for contracting. So they can get through the night without having these powers. I think these powers were expansive, and they were at a time before he had other powers, before he had $100,000 or even $300,000, under passive review, $300,000 contracting, right? And before he had the most recent changes with respect to land and buildings. So I believe he retains significant power to deal with emergency situations. This was an inappropriate exercise under that, and we should remove that going forward.
So, Mr. Chairman, the sponsor views it not as an arbitrary reaction to a perceived overreach by the executive office. You think they have too much power in this regard?
I generally think they have too much power. More than that, I think there's a difference between the power that they actually have in statute and then the power that they claim to have, either whether they're exceeding statute or, in this case, where I think they're exceeding the ordinance. So this would remove the uncertainty as to whether or not they have this power in ordinance. They have no such power in statute. So the state has never suggested that administration would have such power.
Well, Mr. Chairman, my question, earlier question was answered. The passages prior to line 78 would then ensure that the assistance goes through. Is that correct?
I don't have it in front of me. Prior to 78?
Yeah.
Yes.
1 through 78.
1 through 78.
Yes. So the question is whether other people had the same concern that I did, that this was precedent setting, and whether they want the change to make sure that we're not back in the same situation on another issue next month or the month after that, or the next board isn't put in this position by whoever is the executive. Once this is claimed to be the authority under which this was done, it seems to me it becomes the playbook.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Moore McClendon?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chairman Lipscomb, in your resolution, are you stating that the county executive still has his $100,000 limit that he can go to? Is it specifically for instances like this that you're creating the removal of emergency powers that you think it was inappropriate, or are you stating that all emergency powers should be eliminated, even in the instance where there's something on fire, something about to fall, et cetera? It is my understanding that the county executive would still have the $100,000 limit that he could still implement immediately if he felt that there was something wrong at that point in time. Are you saying that you're not trying to remove that kind of emergency power, but you're just simply trying to not create this precedent? Is that what you're saying?
So that's the statutory power. Okay. I'm not trying to change that. The legislature's given them that. The comptroller recognized that, and it's under that the comptroller actually proceeded with the contracts. That's my understanding. So I do find this to be unnecessary, outdated.
Because my concerns were the same as the chairman's concerns about if there needed to be something that immediately needed to be taken care of, and the county executive, that office, wanted to do that, they still had the ability to do so. Thank you. That's all I have.
Does anyone else like to weigh in at this time? Okay, we're voting on the amendment, on Supervisor Jurczyk's amendment. Madam Coordinator, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
No.
Mayo?
No.
Roma West?
No.
Jurczyk?
Yes.
Weddle?
No.
Moore Omokunde? I'm sorry?
No. Sorry.
Schmidt?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Two ayes, six noes. The motion that FPA Amendment Number 1 be approved fails.
Thank you. We have before us the original resolution ordinance change. Supervisor Schmidt moves adoption of the resolution ordinance change. Any other further comments, questions? Madam Coordinator, please call the roll on the motion to adopt.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
No.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
No.
Weddle?
No.
Moore Omokunde?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
I guess I got to say aye. I don't want to, but I have to say aye. Huh? Yeah, we don't want to give it to the state, so I have to say aye.
Four ayes, three noes, one abstention. The motion that item number 20 be recommended for adoption prevails.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I just want to recognize. I appreciate that we've all struggled with this. That we're all committed, no matter how we voted, feel compelled to vote symbolically or otherwise. Yeah. That we're all committed to the service and the service being provided.
It's been
a difficult path.
As I said earlier,
I appreciate your efforts.
I'm committed to the decision of remaining within Milwaukee County. I don't agree with the decision, but I don't want to give it to the state, because the state has been taken away from Milwaukee County just as it pleases. So that's why I had to vote for it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have voted for it. Thank you, Mr.
I agree. It's difficult to bring it forward sometimes, but it's important that we get it done, and I appreciate everyone's efforts. So
thank you.
Mr. Chairman, number
19
is moved, right?
19 is moved? Is it?
We covered it.
Pardon me?
I think we covered 19 and 20.
Okay. 19 is moved. Supervisor Mayo moves to receive and place on file item number 19. Yeah, please read into the record number 19, please. Thank you, Madam Coordinator.
Item 19, an informational report from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, regarding the execution of emergency contracts with Community Advocates and United Migrant Opportunity Services, Inc., involving the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program pursuant to Section 32.28 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances. The item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Supervisor Mayo moves to receive and place on file. Madam Coordinator, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Excuse.
Weddle?
Aye.
Moore Omukunde?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 19 be recommended to be received and placed on file prevails.
Thank you very much. Item number